Thursday, September 15th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, I'm sitting here with my good friend, Craig Stringfield. He's the music minister here at First Baptist Church Enterprise, and he's going to do a little ditty with us. Now, I have given him absolutely no time to prepare. I just grabbed him, and so he graciously agreed to sing for us today. Now, here's what we're doing. We've been walking through the great old hymn from the 19th century, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And we've seen four things. First of all, the background of this hymn. It was birthed out of Deuteronomy 33:27, which says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you." The men who wrote this song were addressing two particular young men who were grieving over the loss of their wives. So we see that the context of this hymn is suffering. Second thing we've talked about is the fruit of leaning. Verse 1 says, "What a fellowship, what joy divine, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine. There's sweet, ripe fruit that comes from leaning on the everlasting arms." We've also seen in verse 2 that we're not home. We're not home. "Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way." See, we're not home right now. We are pilgrims, and there is hardship that's coming at us from every angle. We remember this clearly at funerals. Like, we see it very clearly when we go to a funeral. But no matter how hard it gets and how deep the pain gets, we can look at the sadness that accompanies us as pilgrims, and we can say, "What have I to dread? What have I to fear? I have blessed peace." Why and how? Well, with my Lord so near. This sounds like Paul in Romans 8, when he says, what do we say to these things? What should we say to these things? And he says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" That's what we do. Like, he didn't spare his own son. He has brought me near by his blood. Nothing is separating us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So I have nothing to fear. Man, that is good. This is the confidence Christians have. And it's drawn from the nearness of God. This is great truth. But see, there comes a point, and we just can't settle for simply talking about these deep, wonderful truths that Christians get to experience. We need to sing it. We need to sing it. And that's just what we're going to do today. So, Craig, come over here. I'm going to play the famous blue guitar belonging to the famous Mike Beck. And Craig is going to lead us in singing this great hymn as our hearts delight in this great truth, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.